Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome you, and especially you to the program today. I suppose my first story is to be called You Have to Dream Big. It's about when the Powerball got pretty big here just recently. Both Powerball and the Mega Ball got really big, but I played the Powerball mostly. How hard is it to match six numbers anyway? Well, it's pretty damn hard. I never did. So, but a man in Shreveport, Louisiana had big dreams. If he'd won the Powerball jackpot, he didn't win, but it was around $700 million at that time. They did this story, and he shared his dreams on how he'd spend his winnings. The man, identified only as James, was being interviewed by Corey Johnson of KSLA-TV, a CBS affiliate in Shreveport, when he frankly admitted what he'd do if he'd won the nearly $700 million. Well, he said, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhausts and about 5 kilos of cocaine, and I'll be good to go, James said. As you can see in the clip, that was not the answer Johnson or anyone was expecting, but the reporter handled the things like a pro by definitely changing the subject. She goes, so you like cars? Man, what would you do with if you won $700 million net after taxes from the Powerball or the Mega Ball? I thought I'd bring back the old tradition of using the little stinger there to indicate a topic change. So what do you do when you're drunk in Turkey and your wife has reported you missing? Well, you join the search party that's looking for yourself. Drunk man reported missing joins search party for himself. Behan Mutlu's wife called authorities after he went drinking with a friend. Luckily, he was able to find himself. Well, he found himself drunk, of course, but Ankara, Turkey. In a scene worthy of a comedy sketch, a Turkish man joined a search party for a missing person, not realizing the individual being pursued was him. Behan Mutlu, 51, went drinking with a friend in a forest in the town of Inegal, northwest Turkey, late one Tuesday. His wife reported him missing. After he did not return home and she never heard, he had walked away from his friend drunk. Gender Marie and rescue teams were called in to find Mutlu, who had gone to sleep in a house in the forest. Turkish online news site T24 reported Friday. He came across members of the search party in the morning and decided to help them find the missing person. He realized he was the focus of the search when they began calling his name. After a while, they said they were looking for Behan Amatlu, a T-24, quoted him as saying, "I broke into a cold sweat when I heard my name. I told them I was Behan Mutlu, but they continued the search." Mutlu continued, "They didn't believe me. The truth came out when my friend Mesut saw me." Mutlu said he was part of the search team for more than half an hour. Well, this next item, some people might consider this a tragic deal in regards to the educational system, and some may find it very funny, but a Boston high school was forced to use a party bus with a stripper poles for a field trip. After the original, more traditional school bus fell through, teachers at the Brook Charter School were forced to improvise. And at the front of the bus, it says, "Party Ride," from the Boston AP. A group of high school students in Massachusetts had to ride on a party bus complete with stripper pole.
Ooh.
And neon lights during a recent field trip. Well, maybe they could have canceled the field trip for another day, but what do I know? An experience, their teacher said, highlights problems with the educational system. And all the boys, high school boys, said, yeah, there were no strippers hired to use the pole while we were riding it. Hey, it's a joke. Lighten up.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Jim Mayers, an 11th grade advanced placement language and composition teacher at the Brook Charter School in Boston, said in the since deleted tweet that the original charter bus had fallen through, MassLive.com reported Monday. "It's a funny story, but there actually is a real bus shortage, and it speaks to major flaws in our educational system," he said, adding that the field trip was a success. Even without the strippers? He is now using the attention he is getting because of the original tweet to urge people to better understand educational inequalities and other problems facing the nation's schools. "I'm worried there is too much attention being paid to the tweet itself, or simply the fact that it went viral, instead of attending to the many systemic issues that are facing not just my students, but students all across the country," he wrote in a following tweet. "For example, districts across the country are struggling to hire enough drivers to shuttle kids to school, and some states have become more creative, including Massachusetts, which is enlisting National Guard members to drive school transport vans." His original tweet, he wrote, was just meant to give his fellow teachers a laugh. "If it's gotten people to talk about the overall infrastructure of our educational system and the different ways schools are prioritized, then that's good too," he wrote. He then urged readers to attend the local school board meeting or read up on the topic. No word from the potential strippers about the missed business opportunity there.
Denied.
My next news item is sort of crappy, to say the least. Alleged pizza roll pooper apprehended after Oklahoma grocery store incident.
Ew!
"I grabbed the bag. I felt something smushy on the bag, so I turned it over. And there it was," lamented shopper Shirley Wright Johnson. Note to our readers, some people may find the below description of the crime offensive.
Ew!
Wright Johnson said she was picking up some items at a grocery store in Moore, Oklahoma, with her two daughters when she reached for a bag of frozen pizza rolls. She quickly discovered something else in her hand, human excrement. I picked up the bag of pizza rolls and there's literally shit. She said in a video obtained by Oklahoma City NBC affiliate KFOR-TV. Human shit. Excuse my language. Someone defecated inside a supermarket freezer bag onto a bag of Totino's pizza rolls, then covered the mess with another package of the treats, police told the TV station. I grabbed the bag. I felt something smushy in the bag, and she turned it over, and there it was. Wright Johnson said she was upset and disgusted and felt she was violated. The ride home was miserable, she said, even though she quickly scrubbed off her hands all the way home. My kids were still like, Mom, I can smell it. I can smell it. I'm like, I smell it too, baby. She told Oklahoma City CBS affiliate KWTV-TV. It's just disgusting. There's only one word I can use. It's disgusting and horrible.
Ew!
More police using surveillance video from the scene of the crime flushed out a man they identified as a person of interest. He was booked into the Cleveland County Detention Center on unrelated charges while the poop probe continues, according to KFOR. A police spokesman told the Smoking Gun that the man's name will be released if formal. Okay, if I can just read tonight. If formal charges are filed, the man also was reported taking pictures of women in the grocery store, police added. Oh, yeah, looking at his mugshot. 50 brain cells might be pushing it on. It didn't look like there's much going on in that brain pan there. Poop to your heart's delight in prison, I guess. What a marketing score this could be for Totino's. Give this woman like 100 free bags of the pizza rolls. What skin is it off your nose? Make your company look good. I like that woman who, during the height of COVID, held the sign up to her window, I need beer. And here Coors Light came to the rescue. I think it was Coors Light. I know it was a Coors product. She got a whole bunch of beer sent to her. So make yourself look good. Give her 100 free bags of feces-free Totino's pizza rolls. My next news item comes under the heading of a man with a bizarre fetish, or maybe it's... Oh, not that. I'm on the wrong page here. Where is that? Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. We got a moron here.
Yeah, maybe it's a combination of both. But this man hid cherry pies under woman's car tires to see them bend over. A man has been arrested. He placed various items underneath women's car tires to see them bend over and pick them up. On Tuesday, August 7th of some year, 43-year-old Kurt Michael Fulton was arrested after he allegedly hid cherry pies, VHS tapes. Boy, who has those anymore except in a box hidden away somewhere, never to be used again, and other various items underneath the parked cars of women drivers so he could see them bend over and pick them up whilst he watched from a distance with binoculars. Well, hopefully it didn't get worse than that. Saginaw County Sheriff William Federspiel reported in a press conference, Fulton was involved in an incident on Sunday in the parking lot of a Target store on 2772 Tittabawessee Road, Cockville Township, Saginaw, Michigan. let me go over that again. Tittabawessee Road, maybe it's pronounced Cockville, K-O-C-H, Township, Saginaw, Michigan, but it's funnier the other way. But Fulton would wait in his car whilst an unsuspecting female victim parked their car in the Target parking lot. The victim would exit their vehicle and enter the store. Fulton would run over and place various items in front or behind the tires of the car. These items included laptops. That's kind of spendy items to put under tires. VHS tapes and McDonald's cherry pies. Fulton would run back to his car to gain a better vantage point and would stalk his victims with the use of binoculars. The women then would be forced to bend over to see what they've driven over after hearing a crunching or squishing sound. The sheriff's commented on Fulton's behavior. It's very creepy, unacceptable. That's the best way to describe it. It's just creepy. Yeah, it hits a 10 on the creepy scale. A 25-year-old woman called the police after she discovered a laptop had been placed underneath her vehicle. Kurt Michael Fulton was arrested and charged with aggravated stalking with a habitual offender, second offense enhancement, as it was discovered that Fulton had been arrested for the same crime in 2007. And he was held in Saginaw County Jail with a bond of $80,000. Oh, my God. The lengths guys go to see a little tail. Unreal. Well, the poop parade rolls on. An irate woman flings poop at Tim Hortons worker.
Ew!
A woman in a heated argument poops on the floor and flings it at a Tim Hortons employee. On a Monday evening of May 14th, surveillance footage caught an intensely disturbing confrontation between a woman and a barista. The video ends with the woman flinging her feces at the worker. The incident occurred at approximately 6:15 p.m. at a Tim Hortons on Douglas Crescent in Langley, British Columbia, Canada. The footage, which is without sound, shows the irate woman screaming at the employee. The woman pulls out paper towels from the front desk. She then leans back on the wall to a squatting position. The employee sees the woman defecating on the floor and runs to the back. Who's writing this shit? Well, it is pretty shitty. The woman then picks her feces up and throws it at the employee. She then proceeds to wipe her hands and back with the towelettes and then throws them at staff and on the ground. She then takes her order and walks out. Takeout order? No. She pulls up her leggings before exiting the popular coffee chain. Tim Hortons released a statement detailing the woman became irate after the employee refused her entry into the bathroom. Our current understanding is that the team member used their discretion in this case and denied to this guest based on past behavior and out of concern for the immediate safety of team members and guests in the restaurant. As matters escalated, the team member contacted local authorities for assistance. RCMP Corporal Holly Largy confirmed that they received a complaint of the incident. The woman had been detained and was later released. She probably attended court at a later date. Man, the poop parade moves on.
Uh-oh, we got a moron here.
Next up, we have an amusing story for your perusal. A man sprinkles cocaine on officer's head. A 20-year-old sprinkles cocaine on top of a police officer's head whilst he was being questioned by police. On a Friday, June 22nd, 20-year-old Antonio Freeman was arrested after he sprinkled a bag of cocaine on top of a police officer's head whilst he was approached by police on patrol. Cocaine. According to the arrest affidavit, the incident occurred approximately at 2300 hours as three officers were walking north along on 3rd Avenue South towards Broadway in Nashville, Tennessee. One of the officers spotted Antonio rolling marijuana. He approached Freeman and asked what was in his hand. Freeman tried to hide the blunt and place it in his left pocket. Freeman's hand came back out of his left pocket, this time holding a clear bag with a white substance. He crushed the white substance in his hand and then sprinkled the contents of the plastic bag on top of one of the officer's head. Antonio Freeman was arrested and charged with possession of a scheduled illegal drug, unlawful use of drug paraphernalia, and tampering with evidence. He was booked into Metro Jail and held with a $5,000 bond. Why not just try to get away with the marijuana thing, but I suppose they would have frisked him and found it anyway. But he did use it in a funny manner. You can't make this stuff up, people. I'm surprised that didn't happen in Florida. I must say this. Please, please, people, use your cocaine responsibly.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Well, I think it is time to pop and drop it like it's hot to end this podcast. I would like to thank everyone for listening to this episode. And if you are so inclined and appreciate the program, you can make a donation to randyms12@gmail.com via PayPal. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.